Good morning, good afternoon. Let me just first start the recording. Yeah, recording has started. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. Today, on today's call, we have the following participants. Bart Boswinkel, Sintra Suk Nanam, David Maher, Evan Leibovich, Phyllis Yumas, Hago Dafawa, Ken Stubbs, Klaus Stoll, Leon Sanchez, Michelle Neon, Phil Corwin, Rafik Namak, Sarah Falvey, Marilla Maciel, and James Bladel. From staff, we have Alexander Dance, Elgis Ramash, Renat DeWolf, and myself, Petya. Joanna Varon just joined the call. I would like to submit the apologies of the following participants who are unable to join the call today. Those are Caroline Greer, Andrei Barburas, Kate Davidson, and of course Olivier, who has sent already the email to the whole community that he will be chairing the sessions in the IGF. Thank you all, and Rafik, you may take the floor.
Thank you, Petya. So, for today we have a really short agenda, but we have a really substantive part that we need to work on. So first, we will start with reviewing the action items from the last call, and then go to the draft that we started last week, and we have several questions to respond, and also we need more volunteers to contribute, and then any other business. So, any comments on the agenda, or if you have you want to add something, so please speak now, or just let's move on. Any comments? Okay, I think so. There is no objection, so we can start with the second item of the agenda. It's the action items review. Petya or Renate, can you please show the action items from the last call?
Here are they. Can you see them?
Yes, but just I'm not sure which one are already, as you say, already still open, and which are closed. So, starting with the first action items, planning a team preparation. I think there was already invitation in the mailing list asking, let's say, the representatives from each constituency to send. Let's say name. I think it's still in going. This is a reminder to everybody to send a name. Okay. No
yeah,
comment.
Thank you very much.
Yes, again.
Sorry,
we haven't. Under that open item, there's been a lot of communication with regards to the session that we had discussed following the opening ceremonies on Monday. I'm not sure whether that would fall under this planning for team preparation or somewhere else, but I want to make sure we get that discussed today, please.
Yes, that's it, Ken. So we requested, we sent a request to the leaders of SO and ACs, and Olivier attended the call with them, I think, this Monday, but still we don't have a firm response from them their decision, the SO and ACs leaders, will be about our working group, or we need to have another session in Monday. So that is still not clear.
Rafik, it's Marilyn. I'd like to get in the queue on this topic.
Yes, please go ahead.
Thank you. My apologies. I got disconnected, and special thanks to the ICANN staff for being so efficient and reconnecting me. I don't understand why we're being so tentative here. There can't be two. The CCWG grew out of a bottom-up concern expressed by leaders and members of the community at the last meeting that ICANN staff and board and CEO were going off in a wide number of directions without proper consultation. That led to not just a panel on Monday, but a special session on Wednesday at 7 a.m. in the morning, which community members came to because they had concerns. So we, as the CCWG, emerged from that concern. We went through the process of creating a representative body. We've made a firm recommendation. The idea that there would be a separate Internet governance session organized by staff and managed by staff, followed by a CCWG event, doesn't work. Are we a bottom-up consensus-based organization, or are we a staff-driven, CEO-driven organization? That's a pretty strong statement, but I don't get this. We don't know, we don't know, we don't know. We've presented a request to the staff that has endorsement from the SX chair, the ALAC chair, the ASO representatives, and the representatives on this group. So why are we being tentative here? I need to understand why we're being tentative.
Thanks, Marlene. Yes, we sent the request a while ago, I think maybe from the end of January, and the problem is not with the staff, in fact, it's that the SOMAC's chairs, my understanding, they said they need to check with the community, and they're not sure how to handle this request. So some chairs already supported the request, and others, they didn't reply yet. So that's the problem. We didn't have no response from all of them.
Rafik, I'm just going to make a follow-up comment that time's a waste in here, and the ICANN staff have a lot more resources than the community does. So on this call, can we reach an agreement? You've seen my post. I don't know who else we need to ask permission from, as opposed to the CCWG formed from the community give concrete advice to the staff on what we want on the agenda. How do we address this?
Rafik, this is Ken Stubbs. Can I speak?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
I think it appears to me we might have a cultural thing going here, and what I really mean is this. It's quite clear for me from the correspondence you have an overwhelming majority support for the proposal that we had, the one that Marilyn was discussing. I have not seen anybody speak against it, and I'm sorry, but I don't believe we have to wait till the very last person weighs in to move ahead with this thing. So I'm not very good at making motions, but Marilyn, I'm sure you or Keith or somebody can step in and make a motion for the committee that's here today, and let's, if we feel comfortable with it, let's go ahead and support it and move it forward. And I'm just having a lot of trouble understanding. I read that thread again last night, and it's like everybody's saying yes, but nobody knows what to do. Well, I think we really know what to do. Okay, I'm sorry. Thanks for hearing me out.
Yeah. Okay, I guess that's what happened in the bottom-up world. We can repeat. It's clear that it was a strong request at the time, and we reiterate a few times to confirm, and that's what Olivier did, and leaders called. So we just need to reiterate strongly again, and let's see what happens. Yes, Michele, I think you want to comment, or?
I just want to voice the same thing. I mean, look, the reality is this, is that a lot of the reason why people don't like dealing with Internet governance is that we end up wasting a disordinate amount of time over something really stupid and simple. okay, Marilyn can put it a lot more eloquently than I could bother doing, because I just don't have the patience for this. We all agreed, nobody said otherwise, that we would do X. Let's just do X and be done with it. And there's no more of this backwards and forwards and rubbish. I mean, somebody has a major issue with it, let's hear what it is. But, I mean, this is the entire problem. If we end up spending so much time deliberating over this crap, I'm sorry, I'm out. You can find somebody else to speak to the registrars who has more patience to deal with this rubbish. I'm not going to do it.
Sorry, Marilyn, I just wanted to comment something. I see that all representatives from GNSO constituency and stakeholder groups expressing support, but we didn't get response from the chair of the GNSO council, so there was no objection. But
I am sorry, it's Marilyn. The GNSO policy council is not the chair of the GNSO.
That's why I said we have a cultural thing going here. This is not something that we need to get a blessing from the chair for.
Exactly.
And as far as I'm concerned, I think the only way we're going to get off of this is let's just make a motion. We have clear evidence of support for the actions that we proposed. We should instruct the chair to contact IGAN and tell them that we're going to be repurposing that session, that we have more than adequate support within the working group for this, and let's stop hunting for additional opinions on this, because, you know, Olivier's behind it, Patrick. I mean, I can't find anybody that isn't, and I'm like Mikhail. I'm really tired of talking about something we all want to do. Let's just do it, please. If we need a formal motion, somebody please make the motion. Thank you.
I'll make a motion, Rafiq. You and Olivier are the co-chairs. I'm making a motion. The motion is that the ACSO time slot that is allocated be repurposed to support a public consultation by the CCWG, managed and organized by the CCWG and supported by ICANN staff, but under the direction of the CCWG, that is a critical comment, supported, but directed by the CCWG planners, and that takes precedence over all other time slots on Monday to ensure that the full community can participate in a public consultation on the role of ICANN in the Brazil meeting and in Internet governance.
Okay, thanks, Martin. Can you send this motion to the mailing list so we should be sure that we captured it correctly?
I could if I had. But we have a transcript, don't we? We have a transcript, don't we? Because I just
wrote
that.
Yeah, but it will take time, so as you like. Okay.
I would like to second the motion and call for discussion and then the question.
Wonderful.
Great, thanks. Okay. I think we have this motion and the second, and there is, full consensus on it. So what I can conclude, power to the people. So let's go to the next action item.
Rafiq, a point of order here. Tan seconded this. I think we need to, for purposes of discussion, if there's anyone who objects, they need to say it now, because that's important, isn't it, Tan, as a point of order?
Okay. Yeah. If there is any objection, please say so. I don't see any objection.
Fantastic. We have a recommendation. We have a second. We're going to put this forward and ask the staff to make it happen as opposed to continue to negotiate with us. Is that right?
Okay. So that's clear.
So then we can move to the content planning for the meeting, which I would reinforce what Ken has said and Michele has said. the content of the meeting is what we should be focusing our time on, not whether we get to have a meeting.
Yes, and for that meeting, we also have to draft our contribution in these 2 weeks. So I think that really depends on what we can deliver in just in, like, I think 15 days. So, okay. So I will try to go through those action items quickly so we can go to more substantive items. I think for the action item about adding slot to the poll, I think we already find the time slot for the working group face-to-face meeting. I think it will be on Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, so this is by everyone. So what was found from the Doodle poll, I've updated. Even though we added the time slot at 7 a.m., the date that is mostly convenient is Wednesday, 26th of March, from 10 until 11:30 a.m.
Okay, that's done. The next action item, Michele was supposed to add a short draft in the wiki about the roots issue. I think there is some discussion in the mailing list. Michele, you want to? So that's it. That's okay. The next action item, please get in touch with the staff in charge of strategic plan. I think Rinat send update is still not available yet. Rinat?
That is correct. That is correct. It should be made available tomorrow, Friday, U.S. time. So the link will be available pretty soon.
Okay. Thanks. That's good. The next action items for Marilia, I think that was also done the last in the last meeting, sharing the comparison of for major declaration on internet freedom. But I think that should be shared in the list and wiki page so that for people to refer. Okay, so I think that's it for the action items. Can we go back to the agenda? Yes, to the cross-community, that wiki page, please. Can we open it? So guys, just a few seconds and then we... Yes, that's it, Joanna. Just will be available soon. Okay, so in the meantime, so we still need some volunteer for some parts of the document. So we have only Michele who volunteered for, I think, Michele and Marlene for the route, but we need more people to volunteer for other parts. So we have those two questions asked, you know, for the Brazil meeting, and we need to cover them. And we have several points that suggested by Olivier and others, and just as kind of, you know, to start the discussion and to develop contribution. And I think to move forward, we need people to volunteer. You know, just it will make things more easy. We, you know, just need to provide one or two paragraphs, and then after we can work in the editing and really to work to have consistent and well-formatted document. So it will be great to have people who can, you know, join this drafting fund now. Anyone want to volunteer?
Sorry, it's Marilyn. I need to. I'm not sure I quite understand how we could draft something until we hear from the various stakeholder entities. You know, this upcoming March date a challenge, but I'm not sure how do we draft something. You know, do you think we should send out the deadline to the we're all acting as liaisons, we send up a deadline and we ask for input by that time frame, or because I'm a little, each of these communities is in different stages of outreach to their own community.
Okay. So Marilyn, we have, I think, now 2 weeks, so I'm not sure how we can handle input from the community, because the idea to have representative from each constituency stakeholder group, SON, EC, is to have those channels to provide input and go back and forth. And also, the problem, we have this deadline of 1st March. The idea is that basically this working group will be the main contribution of the ICANN community. I think in the several definitions we have for the Brazil meeting, and then we will have this kind of consultation session in Singapore. Because that's my understanding, is that it doesn't stop at 1st March, but there will be kind of consultation on the contribution available on the internet. So I think in that time we can ask for the input and feedback from the community to either to support or either to express, you know, objection on what we propose. So I think having several parts of the community, you can find something that can be find consensus among the community. But if you suggest something else, I'm here to listen.
I'm going to propose something else. I think our job is to advise ICANN and on its role, and not on advising Brazil. Advising Brazil, I think, is through OneNet, and some of us are also engaged in OneNet. But I think our job is to advise ICANN and to take the input from the ICANN community, inform them, and update them, and help them be aware of initiatives that are being launched by the ICANN staff and the ICANN CEO that may not have bottom-up consensus-based discussion. I think that's what led to the CCWG, but I'm going to pause and listen to, I haven't been able to dial in, it's my fault, I haven't been able to dial into the chat, but I think we need to be outreaching not to the broader community, that's being done by OneNet, but to outreach to the ICANN community and think about what the guidance is from the ICANN community to ICANN about what it does. But others should comment on this. Maybe I'm misunderstanding the CCWG.
So we are supposed to give guidance here to the staff, to Freddie, and so on, and that's why we are trying. I see several comments in the chat, and how people see that maybe it's kind of like Evan said, educated gastro man, or as Phyllis suggests, that we have a draft and then we will get we finalize in Singapore and getting the feedback. Otherwise, if we don't deliver in time, it's the question, so what we can do after the 1st March? The working group is supposed to for the long term, but, you know, Marlin, I think we are on the same issue, even like for the OneNet. If we don't succeed for the São Paulo meeting, we have a legitimacy problem about what we can do for next step. So I see Michele in the queue. Michele?
Okay, thanks, Rafiq. I mean, just with all due respect, I mean, unless the working and the everything else is not a little bit more coherent and has some actual forward movement, then the reality is we're trying to defend something which is totally dysfunctional. I mean, how can you do? I mean, while it might be a nice idea to do outreach to the broader ICANN community, the obvious question is outreach about what? I mean, it needs to be something specific, something that people can actually engage with in a meaningful fashion. The only reason I'm on these calls is because I'm chair of the Registrar Stakeholder Group, so I'm pretty much obliged to be here. I think there's several other people on this call who feel a similar way. We need to be moving forward to something concrete instead of talking about around and about what we're trying to supposedly do, instead of just doing it. I think we're just spending a disordinate amount of time talking about doing things rather than actually moving forward. Like the document that's there, just move forward with it. You know, this meeting thing that should happen in Singapore, let's have the bloody meeting. And if somebody doesn't want to cooperate, well, fine, grant, we can all stand outside in the bloody hall and discuss it, or go down to the pub. I can actually get more stuff done in the pub a lot of the time than spending my time on a call like this. We're discussing what we're meant to be doing when we're actually not doing it. Thanks.
Thanks, Michele. I think that's what we are trying to do, is to do things. But if we have to respond to people, question and request, I think I have to do it. So, and I'm still waiting. So we will have this the draft shared in Adobe, so we can start the real drafting and trying to share the workload and dispatch task between volunteers. That's why I'm really asking, if we want to do things, we need volunteers to do it. We need people to commit to do things. Like you, Michele, when you volunteered last week to work in the root, question. So we need more people. We need groups of people to agree to work together in such tight schedule and to provide something for the community to provide feedback. Okay? So let's say, can you go, let's see the table we have.
Which table?
Okay.
This one?
Yes. Yeah, this is, thanks. This is when we start about the definition of ICANN. So we have several definition perspectives. I think one of the goals is... that become too small if we can provide a single definition that I guess can challenge it, but at least the definition then can cover those different perspectives. So can we have a volunteer to try to I'm not going to say compile those definition, but try to provide just one single definition that
I will quite happily take on trying to compile this, and I would suggest that somebody like Marilyn or Christina or somebody just kind of tell me that I'm doing it wrong, you know. But I think the other thing, just as a point, I would also say that I think part of the thing with ICANN is that trying to come up with a concise definition, that might be a challenge, and that's okay, you know. Let's not try to put everything into tiny little boxes. It might be that depending on who you are, I can mean something different to you.
That's the idea, Michele. It's something that can respond to everybody. I don't think that we can just find a really short definition, but something that can cover all those. I don't think they are really mutually exclusive, but so we need someone to volunteer, and I think you just did it, no?
So it's Marilyn. I'm happy to work with Michele on this, but let me be, and I see Aparna also volunteered, and Christina, but we need to understand, ICANN is defined by its bylaws. Let's not... might be able to write an aspirational...
Sorry, Marlene, I think it was, I couldn't hear you, that there was some problems. Can you just repeat?
Sorry, the bylaws define what I can is, and we need to, we can write an aspirational definition, but we need to understand that the bylaws define what I can is. I think we're talking about an aspirational definition. I'm not being negative about it. I work with Michaeli. I see a partner volunteered, Christina volunteered, James, I think, volunteered. But we need to be careful here. ICANN is, there's also a separate, and I mentioned this on a post, there's a separate work initiative led by staff. I hope my tone came across in the strat plan to try to change the definition of ICANN, and the community needs to be heavily involved in that. But let's not think that we're writing a definition here. It's also maybe not a good use of our time. I would ask others to think about how does this fit into our larger amount of work. But I'll volunteer to work with. I see we've got a huge number of volunteers. So maybe we just say we got a list of volunteers, Michaeli, Marilyn, Hina, Christina, James Baudel, Evan, Phil Corwin, and then we go from there, park that, move on to the next topic.
Okay, so we have volunteers, then we can go to the next part. Okay. Petya, can you go down, please? Scroll down.
Which part, traffic?
Please scroll down. Scroll down. yes, no. So, scroll up. Oh, yes, here. Yes, thanks. Okay, so we have this part, the multi-stakeholder model, the multilateral model. So do we have people who want to volunteer for this, or just like focus on multi-stakeholder model only, or okay, so sorry, Michele, there is Apna in the queue, and then you, Apna, please go ahead. Aparna? Can you speak? You can speak in the meantime. I'm not sure what the problem is.
No, I mean, just, Rafiq, just as a suggestion, maybe what you might need to do is just to divvy out tasks to a couple of people. If they refuse to do it, somebody else might take up the lead. But if you're going to wait for people to volunteer for things, I think you could have spending a lot more time on this than is really necessary. Thanks.
Thanks, Michele. I really like to volunteer people. It's really nice thing. Thank you for this suggestion. Okay. For multi-stakeholder model, so maybe maybe Joanna and Phyllis. Is it okay for you, Phyllis?
Hi, Rafiq. Which part are you talking about, the multi-stakeholder model and multilateral model?
Yes.
Sure, I can do that.
So this, who was speaking, Phyllis, or?
Yes, that was Phyllis.
Okay, thanks, Phyllis. You are working.
I have someone else as well who can work with me. That will be great. Thank you.
Yeah, I saw Aparna, she wants to volunteer too. So Phyllis and Aparna for multi-stakeholders and multilateral model, okay. And Joanna too, so we have three people. Yes, Marlene, there is many versions of multi-stakeholder. I think this group of volunteers will work on that, so try to cover them and really in concisely. Yes, Leon, please go ahead. Leon? Leon, you have a problem too? Okay. Okay. So,
The fake is mail, and I'm going to make a comment I just made on the chat. I think we actually should try to strive, since we have four participants from most of the groups. We should strive to have one per group if there's a way to recruit them. I think it's important to have CC representation, registry, registrar, you know, civil society, business. So maybe we could have a goal. I'm not saying it has to be absolute, but we should have a goal for participation from each of these groups. I see that Greg has just referenced a working group inside ICANN that we could even draw from. But having a goal to have a balanced participation would help us, I think, in legitimacy. That means if not every group can participate, they've opted out, but having a goal would be a good approach.
I can try, but for example, from Registrar, I think only we have two people in the call, and from Registrar, I think we have only one person, so I'm not sure if one or two. I'm not sure that like we can put them, how we can put them in the different tasks, so...
No, Rafik, it's Marilyn. I was suggesting that the group agrees our goal is to have a representation of at least one participant from all groups, but then we just accept who's available and volunteers. But that means that there's an openness to at least one participant from each of the different groups on these small working groups you're creating. So we're showing our openness.
Yeah, sure. It's open to everybody, so I can try to volunteer people, and we also welcome, any person who wants to participate. So, okay.
Can I try to raise my hand in the chat, but it's not working for me. So can you put me on the queue to say, comment on this further on?
Oh, okay. Who is speaking first?
This is Phyllis.
Okay, yes, Phyllis. Go ahead.
I think I generally agree with Michele that we are spending too much time on making a decision and then reworking the decision and reverting back. In regards to the volunteers, I think volunteers are to come up with some very initial text, as far as I understand, and this is what I've taken on. And that is not set on stone. It will be sent back to this group, and everybody will be able to review it and provide feedback for further iteration. So I think we are already transparent within itself. At this point, we are actually creating a working group, hands of people who will do the work further before the transparency work can be achieved. Thank you.
Yes, the idea is we have sub-teams to work in each items, and then they will back to the whole working group, and then we can really start, you know, to connect the different bits, because it will be different paragraphs and so on. So then we can really rework them, rephrase them, and so on. So it's not just we kind of compile that it, but I mean, we will have some volunteers to lead the work, and then they will come back to the working group, and then we will provide comments and feedback and so on. Michele, you want to comment? Because I saw your hand rise, since why.
Thanks, Rafik. Okay, I'm trying. I'm exercising restraint and trying to retain a degree of diplomacy. Okay, this group has members from a variety of different parts of the community. In some groups have a larger number of people who are involved. Other groups have a smaller number of people who are involved. My understanding is that what we're trying to do at this juncture is work our way down through a number of definitions, come up with a few bits and bobs here and there, and there is absolutely nothing to stop anybody at any juncture along the way saying, no, I totally disagree with what is being defined. So while I, you know, at one level, if I wanted to, I could possibly understand and appreciate the idea of trying to get a diversity within kind of subgroups. If the subgroup is two people who are working on a simple definition of one sentence, how are you going to divide two people into all the different groups across the community? It just isn't going to work. And I don't think we should even try. I mean, I think that's just, you know, it's open. Anybody who wants to can get involved in things, and there are certain things where, let's say, for example, Christina, who's an intellectual property rights lawyer, probably has a better understanding of it than I do. And that's fine. I just think some of these things is just, we're spending a lot of time going to that. I mean, break it up. X, Y, Z needs to be done. People take on a task. They come up with something. Other people may not like it. They can comment on it, but they're commenting on something tangible that's already been worked on. Thanks.
Thanks, Michele. That's what we are trying to do. It's all these tasks are open to everybody, so they can jump any time and try to participate. So we can try to have some diversity when it's possible, but as I said, if we have only two or three people, it will be tricky anyway. Okay, Peter, please go scroll down. So let's go to the next yes argument. So yes, why a single rule that's already led by Michele, the multi-stakeholder model in ICANN, I guess that can be also handled by the same group which is working on the multi-stakeholder model in general, to not really to duplicate the work, so they can work in the several kind of multi-stakeholder model and then try to focus in multi-stakeholder model in ICANN. Okay? So, next. Country Internet Register. I think that's... Country Internet is maybe Regional Internet Registry. We have already some, I think, some people from the area world, I think, Phyllis. Maybe we need someone else. Let me check. So we have Phyllis first. Anybody else? Want to volunteer for this part? The next
can you just restate what you were trying to get people to confirm to? I think we all got a little diverted. Could you restate what you're asking for? Yeah.
Okay. So I asked it just about multi-stakeholder model in ICANN, and I suggested that it's really related to the previous item regarding the multi-stakeholder model in general. So that the same working group, the same group can work in, you know, in the diversity about multi-stakeholder model, and then they can go to the multi-stakeholder model in ICANN. So to not duplicate the work, to be more efficient. And then I went to the second item, which is country internet registry. I think that's more regional internet registry, and I suggested Phyllis because I think she has some experience there working for the right. I was looking if there is someone else who wants to volunteer, so at least to have two people by item. So, and I'm not sure who I can volunteer for this part, and then I will try to go to the next the next item, bottom up versus top down internet governance, just to move on.
Yeah, I need to propose an actual modification. I don't think that the term, it's Maryland speaking, country internet registries, CIR, that's actually not correct. Right? It's not country internet registries. CIR is a different issue, and CIR is
critical internet resources. That's why I was surprised by the acronym.
So if we make that, you know, if we change that, then perhaps we can look at. We've got a lot of participants who are broadly interested in CIR in our group, and that would help us recruit participants. I don't want to be specific here. I don't want us to go into we're getting a lot of chat on it's NIRs, it's IRs, it's LIRs. Critical Internet Resources in the IGF is a broader term that encompasses all of those who build and help to run the Internet, not just the functions that are provided by ICANN. But we might want to focus on, since this is CPS WG for ICANN, we might want to focus on the role that ICANN related entities, since IRs don't report to ICANN, CCs don't, you might want to focus on ICANN-related entities on critical internet resources. And I see a few people, I'm looking at this list and seeing a lot of experts on this list that might be able to contribute to that discussion.
Yes, Marlene, I suggested Phyllis, but I was looking for someone else. If you can give me just a hint so I can ask him or her to volunteer.
Rocky, Phyllis here. Can I say something extra? Can you hear
yes,
me?
Please. Yes, Phyllis. Yes, please go ahead.
If it is going to help, I can take the after discussion. I understand this internet registries in general. We are talking about NARs, RARs. I can take this one and drop out from the other one. It's just going to help. Send the initial draft to the whole group so everybody can review it.
Okay, so you want just to work on this one and drop from the other group?
No, I'm happy whatever you want to assign me, Rafik. I didn't object, as you know. I'm just trying to make this process move. So I'm okay with this one as well as the other one. I'm also happy to be on one and not the other. So it's up to you. Thank you.
No. How to say you can be in many groups. You know, it's not mutually exclusive. If you want to be in as many as you want, that's okay. There is no problem. So no worry about that. Marlene, yeah, maybe we need someone not just from internet registry, but even it maybe network operator or and so on, but I don't see names here. So we can cover that later. Okay. Next item. Oh, yeah, you want to volunteer, Michele? I would be happy to volunteer him. Yes, Michele, you are volunteered. Don't thank us for that. So,
what am I being volunteered for?
With Phyllis about the...
Oh, the CIRN. Yeah, that's fine. Phyllis will help me. Thanks, Phyllis.
Good. Okay, so the next one, I think that's interesting one, is the bottom-up versus top-down internet governance.
Look, if you want to throw me down for DNSSEC and trust in the DNS, put me down for that.
Okay. You are there. So,
I mean, the thing is, you just chuck me in there, and you know, you could put for something like, say, root server things. Grab Keith Drazek if he's on, if he's there, or Ken or somebody from Affilius, or David Maher or somebody like that, and chuck them in there, and then find somebody else to throw in with the other ones.
Okay, I'm not going to throw people, but I will volunteer them. Okay, so
Rafi, you have to work on getting you to throw people. Throwing people is much more entertaining than just volunteering them.
I am more diplomatic than you, Michele, but so I see that Marlene wants to volunteer for the bottom up versus top down. Okay, maybe who else? Maybe Ivan too. Ivan is Ivan in the call? I'm not sure if he say he's leaving, but I will volunteer Ivan and what else? Okay, so Philip maybe.
Actually, can I just note that I'm seeing a lot of people. Before you volunteer people, maybe we could give them a bit of time. You know, I see David Maher is on this list, and David was involved at the beginning. So we could use a few people who were involved at the beginning in addition to those who've joined and are building ICANN now, like Centra, but like Liddell, I'm not trying to skip any of you, but I just think if we could get a mix, you know, we could get some old timers and some new timers on this particular topic.
Okay, so David Maher, I think he's in the call. Maybe he can confirm
I'm on the call. I'm at this point. Have a lot of commitments, so I'm reluctant to put my name in. Is Ken available?
Oh, Ken, yes, Ken is a possibility. If one of you, the two of you, and I promise we'll try to make this minimal, a couple of conference calls. but yeah, if we could have one of the two of you, that'd be fantastic.
Well, if there's two of us, I'm willing to be the backup.
Oh, okay. So we have also Sintra and maybe James Bladham.
James Bladham and Fatima, I see. Fatima? Oh,
yes,
sorry. Actually, she volunteered for something else. Sorry, Fatima. Sorry.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, James is volunteering. Okay, that's good. So we have Marlene, David, and Sintra and James. That's four people. I think that's okay. Okay, good. So just to be sure, Peter, are you taking notes of all those volunteers for each item? So to be sure, then after it will be a little bit hard to go through the transcripts and the call.
Yes, I'm doing my best, and Alexandra as well, so we can check that afterwards.
Okay, so we can check later, sending to back to the mailing list to check. Good, thanks. Okay. Just one question. I see that Marina and Fatima volunteer for infrastructure principles, but I don't see it in the... Oh, yeah. It's the internet ecosystem. Okay, good. But before we have DNSSEC and Trust in DNS, Michele volunteered for that. And so who else? I heard Michele suggesting Ken, so maybe Ken can stop. Ken, do you agree to join DNSSEC and Trust in DNS fund? Okay, I will take this as yes till he objects later. Okay. Trusted community representative for DNSSEC key signing. I think that's also related to DNSSEC and trust in the DNS. So, for the internet ecosystem, we have ITF principles, root service principles, infrastructure principles, and content principles. Yes, Marlon, it will be open. So now we have those first volunteers, and then people can join later. You know, it will be open.
Thank you.
Okay. So, for ITF principals who want to volunteer, we need someone really with experience in ITF there. So,
say that again. We need someone with experience in IGF or in ITF? I didn't understand.
ITF principals, not IGF. ITF.
I
don't think... Yes, Marley?
I'm just looking at our list of members here. Maybe we could come back to you on that, because in the business constituency reps, I don't know if we have anyone with the expertise in that. We have expertise in our membership, but we might not have expertise in the four members. So perhaps we could come back to the group on that.
Yes, it's really open. So we can get more names later. But just now to have at least someone to lead the beginning, so to move forward. But I was just trying to find if we have someone really who at least attend some, you know, ITF or following ITF activities in the list. So I'm not sure. Okay. So, root servers principles.
It's Marilyn. That actually takes real expertise, and I'm not exactly sure why that's on our list. I guess I have to say that I didn't fully understand how we agreed to these four sets of principles, since the internet ecosystem is actually about much broader policy issues and engagement. I'm not sure we have a requisite expertise on operating root servers. We do have Keith Drasek, but I'm looking at this list. I don't see a lot of actual expertise in operating a root server and understanding the imperatives there. So I might want to question... I need to finish this comment because I wanted to be on the record. What are we trying to accomplish here with root server principles? Are we trying to address distribution, accountability, security, information?
I think those just are some suggestions. I don't think that we necessarily need to follow all of them. Maybe we just let's think about internet ecosystem, and then instead of groups try to focus in those specific principles, just to work in the internet ecosystem and maybe to figure out their own plan. So not following this structure of ITF principles, root server principles, and so on. So maybe we can have those people like who volunteered for infrastructure principles just to work in internet ecosystems, and we have others that can join them. I think that's good. That should be better compromise. I think we are not in disagreement, Marlene, so if just maybe to revisit the internet ecosystem category, just maybe, let's say, internet ecosystems and the groups, maybe they will come up with another structure or categories.
Well, Rafik, I'm just going to make a comment that I wonder if all of us can think about. The two topics for the Brazil meeting, one is evolving the internet ecosystem. And I wonder if we would want to modify this topic to evolving the internet ecosystem and then reconsider what our messages are about what ICANN's role is in contributing to evolving the internet ecosystem. Right now, what we have is the CEO is aggressive, who and staff who are aggressively driving in certain directions. The community is trying to catch up. That's the purpose of the CCWG. But if we modify this to evolving the internet ecosystem, that might be more aligned with how we, the stakeholders in ICANN, can contribute.
Okay, so we then this part will be just a response to the question about the evolution of internet ecosystem. So, okay. Marlene, do you want to volunteer for this part? I think you have some perspective.
I just sent a chat. I'm happy to.
Marlene, I think we lost you. Marlene?
Sorry? Can you hear me?
Can you speak? Yes.
Yeah, I was just saying, if we change the title to Evolving the Internet Ecosystem and ICANN's Role with a question mark, then we could put all these topics underneath it and a few more, and I think that would be very energizing as I look at this list of participants. That'd be very energizing to us, and it would be helping us to drive toward what this group would examine in the CCWG event at ICANN and beyond. But that's just one idea. I know a lot of people having to leave, but I just posted that, and maybe we could take comments on it. But it seems to me that's what the topic is about. What's ICANN's role? What are ICANN's stakeholders' role in the larger internet ecosystem, and how do we help to guide in a bottom-up consensus-based way what ICANN, the entity, does?
I think that's a good suggestion, and just let me check if there is any objection. So is everybody okay with changing the title to Evolving the IG Ecosystem and ICANN Roles? No objection? Okay. Well, okay, I see that everybody agree, and at least nobody is objecting. And so we have Marilia, Marlene, I'm not sure, maybe Phyllis, who else, who want to. I think also Fatima. Volunteered previously. Who else? Someone maybe from technical community.
You know, he's not on the call, so it's not on the call. So, Ken, I think you should definitely volunteer. Keith or somebody from your group, but what do we do this? Put out a call to see if we can have at least one representative from all of the different groups. Yeah?
Yeah, so the idea is now Fitia is trying to take notes of all the volunteers by items, and then we will send to the mailing list so people can join and encourage other, maybe we'll try to see when there is, maybe someone missing from from stakeholder groups or constituency and ask if they want to volunteer to direct people and ask them to join. So I think that can be workable. Okay, so I think now we have 7 minutes and running after the time, and so maybe then just trying, you know, to wrap up for this and go to, you know, to maybe 5 minutes, and then we can adjourn the call for today. Okay. So we have agreement to change the title. We have some volunteers, and we will ask people later in the mailing list to join. I think that's okay. Okay. So for the last item in the agenda is just any other business, but if you have any, you want to add something or you want to comment or suggest any action item, please say so.
Rafik, it's Marilyn. I'm so sorry to be taking the floor again. The next 2 weeks, there's going to be a series of very critical events and activities in Geneva that affect, and so I thought I might just quickly review those and then note that we may need to work around scheduling. Could I just cover them very quickly? Is that okay with you for the record?
So I understand that you can join. So what do you want to cover exactly?
I just want to be sure that everyone knows there's a WISC Plus 10 two-day meeting in Geneva that will have implications for Internet governance. Then there's the IGF consultation, which will have remote participation. And then the following week, there's the CSTD Working Group on Enhanced Cooperation. Those 2 weeks are going to be, I think, important and a range of different people will be on that, but there will also be reports coming out, and perhaps we can make sure those are posted to this group.
Yes, Marvin, thanks for that. It's good to share. I think in particular for the Enhanced Cooperation, I think that there is something which will interest this working group. I'm not sure how things is going in that working group and that the name, kind of sub-team there, I forget the name. But please share, and we will try to work in the mailing list and the wiki, and for the calls, maybe to have 1 hour and a half, because we will have 2 calls, so maybe if we, that's the question, if we should have 2 calls, but I think that won't be easy for everybody to attend, but so we can try to figure out how we can allow everybody to participate, even if, you know, they are traveling and so on. Okay. Well, I think most people are leaving now. I think that's time to adjourn the call for today. I'm sorry that take more time than expected. Thanks for joining and for volunteering or being volunteered. And see you soon, and bye-bye.
Hello.
Thanks, Vicky. Please send the list later to the mailing list. So we need to get more volunteers. And then just we need to update. Yeah, please. I'm sorry. Just we need all this to have people on the track and to move forward. Thank you. Thanks to the all ICANN staff for the support.
Thank you, Rafik. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye. See you. Bye, everybody.